Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff.
Hit it, Bill.
Hey, our sponsor this hour is Bappe Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. You can get all your John Deere products, Honda products, steel products. They've got them all in stock and ready to go up there. Go up and see them or give them a call at 226-9226 or catch them on the web at
PappeMachinery.com.
There you go.
And wait till they're open, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, go in there at the crack of dawn with a rock.
Yeah,
you're not going to be able to get any good stuff that way.
No, you're not going to get your change back.
I mean,
it's just not going to work.
Well, nobody gets change. Doesn't that have virus on it?
Oh, no, we still give change.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Give them change?
Yeah, our sweaty little hands. Yeah, we hand them the change.
Yeah. You guys all sit back there and blow on it like dice.
Here you go.
You heard it here first.
Lucky seven. There's your change.
OSHA will be there Monday morning.
That's right.
You change blowers, you. Oh, my gosh. So... Dr. Rapacki, back to serious business. Talk to us about the Secretary of State. Where are they in this whole thing? Hiding under the desk? Or?
Well, she's a socialist, and very much in favor of doing nothing, and let's just move on. She's complicit in the cover-up, and she's going to have to give an accounting for that, and that day is coming also. And I don't mean just election-wise.
Yeah, no.
The same goes with the governor of Arizona, who colluded and has not lifted a finger to do anything to correct this, to even address it. So that will also be addressed coming up pretty soon, a future show. What is happening now is that there's a regrouping taking place. The Senate still has the constitutional authority and is taking a look at what will be the next steps to enforce their subpoena and their contempt citation. How should they go about it? They have the authority. That is not questionable. The supervisors are doing everything they can to delay this. They're doing everything they can to slow walk this. They're throwing up everything they can to obfuscate what's taking place. But again, the people, we the people, are not being fooled. The senator who lied and turned on everybody at the last minute without notifying a soul, he actually went on record as saying, no, I'm in favor of this, I'm voting for it, and then went to the floor and did just the opposite. He's being recalled. That recall is moving forward very quickly. The supervisors are all being recalled. That recall is moving forward very steadily. It's not just a bunch of people jumping up and down. The petitions have gone out. The petitions are coming in. Petitions are going out. Again, they're signing them. People are signing them. They're fed up. I would say these careers are over. They might as well enjoy their parking privileges while they have them because they're done. They're done politically and otherwise. They know it. They're livid about this. They thought they could make it all go away. They thought they could brush the people off and simply say, go back to your holes. We're running everything. No, it's not going to happen. The citizens are livid. They've had it. They've had it. And it's spread across this nation. Hundreds of letters are coming in from all across this nation. And I've had letters from Australia, Ireland, England, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you all the different, about three or four more countries that have come in cheering us on because they're afraid of losing America. And if America goes down, so goes down Western democracies across the world.
Sure, when you want to escape tyranny in your country, there's now nowhere to go.
Here's a letter I won't read. I mean, I don't have them here. They're in the office, hundreds. But here's one that I was trying to figure out how to respond to this one. Dear Dr. Lyle, years ago, I lost my firstborn to a heinous murder. It took more time than I was prepared to wait for. When the murderer of my son was sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole, justice was served, and I believe that a higher power will also serve due justice for all of the corruption, stealing, and lying surrounding our magnificent Constitution. I'm living in California and have watched this beautiful state be cheese-grated by all forms of corruption. Please, Dr. Lau, do not stop seeking justice. Enclosed is a picture of George Washington's desk in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, where he upheld his duty and honor for this nation. He was a God-fearing man and president. My family supports you, your efforts to expose crime at the highest level. You need not reply to me. Just know that many and many are not giving up, and they're supporting you and cheering you on sincerely, so-and-so. And then this little note. Dear Dr. Lau, I have recently been trying to tithe and donate as much as we can to different ministries and some causes. Not that my husband and I are rich by any means, but compared to some, we're doing okay. I apologize. These are handwritten. So. Several nights ago, I prayed for God to reveal who needed our help and where it was needed the most. The very next morning, checking my normal Facebook notifications, I noticed one of my Christian Facebook friends had shared a video about Arizona fighting against the election fraud, so I watched it. About three-quarters of the way through, I suddenly remembered my prayer the night before and realized that God had answered it. It brought me to tears. So I'm sending you this little donation, and more will be coming as soon as I can arrange it. I believe in you and your cause. I believe in the fight against this evil we are in. I believe that Americans have been stolen from, and this country has been sold to the highest bidder. May God help us all. May God protect you and your team. I hope I got your address right and that you get this. Could you please email me so-and-so and let me know that everything is going all right and that you will remain in the fight. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. The fact that they take the time to write these letters really shows the passion people have for this issue. It's not only in the words, but it's, it takes time to sit down and write a letter and mail it.
Well, they're also not replying to a piece of junk mail that had a posted return address envelope. They had to look at the address, write the letter, get the stamp,
That's a very key point, Aaron. When we posted the first couple of Arizona Todays, and you can go back and look at them yourself, I did not anticipate any. I just figured, well, we'll get some information out. There's a lot we couldn't answer. We still can't on some ways, but people deserve some answers. But I'll tell you what, why don't we get some answers out? Let's get some information out, and that will calm the storm and kind of make some sense. That was really my only intent. We didn't even do it very well. I mean, we did a 25, 27-minute thing. I put my book up there, my little book, because I was already experiencing costs. Let me just say that nobody connected to the Giuliani team was being paid. I want you to know that. Public doesn't know that. Their expenses were cared for. That's correct. There was a plane donated so he could move about the country. Lodging, food. Well, yeah, you've got to take care of a small team that's going all over the place. I was only with Mr. Giuliani for 3 days. I got to tell you, the man goes. We would eat dinner 9 o'clock at night, 9:30 at night, and we get to bed at 1:30, and we're up at 6:30, and it starts all over again. There were expenses that were covered, but nobody was paid. Nobody was making money. The pressure, the people grabbing at you from media to everything else was daunting. We had to bring order to that. And so I thought, well, let me put my little book up, Our Forefathers Truly Appealed to Heaven, and I could sell it on Arizona Today and make a little money for gas money going back and forth to the state capitol. And I'm not being funny. I mean, $45 for a tank of gas two ways and tires. And I mean, I had to debate this with a couple of people going, do you think I should? Is it proper? I mean, they're going, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? are you setting this up for? I go, no, I'm being honest. I've never, ever, I have not, and people who've known me a very long time, they'll say, no, he does a lot of things and he's not politically correct, but he has never self-promoted. He has never gone out and tried to make money off of something.
Well, we definitely want to make that available, that information available to people. So I would really appreciate it when we're done if you shoot me the address that you want people to use and the best way for them to get information to you.
And you know something, Aaron and Bill, we started that way. I said, okay, let's put my little book up, and they did. You go back to the first one, you'll see it.
Yeah.
Put my little book up. Well, we didn't even put down an address. We didn't do anything that you're supposed to do. We didn't do anything.
You're fired as a self-promoter. You stink at it.
Well, yeah, because it was, and I'm telling you, I the first day we had 82 letters. I think wow. I said this in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And then 125 the next day. I went, well, okay.
You need to subscribe to those MoveOn.org emails. Because those guys, it's like, hey, here's a bunch of crap that's totally false, and can you chip in $3 so we can make some more totally false crap and send it to you tomorrow?
Well,
they
yeah.
always want, so like, some weird amount, like $2 and stuff.
Right,
like,
yeah, no, and yeah. What has happened is the public of America is, it chokes me up. I mean, I do read each letter. I can't respond. Some don't require a response. Some, we get letters, dear Dr. Lyle, and then they write it all out. They'll put a check in, $10 cash, $100 bill.
You need a Boy Scout troop who's looking for a Eagle Scout project or something that can actually send information back. You know, you really might want to think about that. They love doing stuff like that.
Well, that's a good idea.
We have to take a super quick break, though. Ponder okay. that. We'll all be right, right back
all right.
and further delve in with our guest, Dr. Lyle Rapacki. We're talking about the Arizona election fraud investigations that are happening and the stonewalling, et cetera. You're listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, cause I'm doing all right. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's room.
What makes a man really has a chance? You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
Yeah, seems to be a theme these days. So Robert had a thought. He wanted to know. What'd you want to know again, Robert? I already forgot.
Oh,
about the tampering with evidence. Yeah, sorry. Okay, cogent point. So now that you guys can't subpoena these folks and you don't have an actual court order to, even though it's against the law for them to screw around with the machines and the ballots and all that, are you guys...
Yeah,
kind of worried about that?
Well, actually, they have been subpoenaed, and the court has upheld the subpoena, saying that the state legislature, the Senate, has the authority to subpoena. So
okay.
That's been remedied.
All right. So where's all the actual evidence? Like, who literally has the keys to the kingdom there?
Yeah, well, okay. That's a whole different,
okay.
ballgame. Let me see if I can answer it without getting into certain specifics that are still under
Yeah, you can just do the answering for a friend kind of thing.
Another dimension to the problem is that the machines, the ballots, were not properly signed off on and secured after the election.
Oh.
And then they were not, the chain of custody has not been maintained. So that's presented another problem. But the Senate is now looking into that, has already looked into that, has already uncovered serious questions, very serious questions, felonious questions, felonies.
I hate to even ask, but at what point who's running your Department of Justice? Are you guys like California? Do you have the same stuff we do, where the people who are supposed to be watching the hen house are actually the foxes?
I would think so.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
What was the question? Because what's happening here is there are steps being taken to move expeditiously to secure a crime scene, multiple crime scenes.
Sure.
You have to appreciate that the ballots are a potential crime scene, the voting machines are a potential crime scene, and the tabulators are a potential crime scene. So we have three potential crime scenes. We then have key players, be it the recorder, the director of elections, stuff like that. Those are very key individuals. So all of this needs to be secured and or interviewed, and that's the next step. The supervisors have gone back to court. They're now playing this game again, saying that the subpoenas are outdated, they can't do it, blah, blah. This is all Mickey Mouse. Really, what you got is a bunch of attorneys that are making money, and secondly, delaying this thing. I got the biggest kick out of both legislative attorneys and supervisors, the county attorneys. None of them knew that the legislature, none of them, I'm paused there on purpose, knew that the legislature had the authority to do this when it started weeks ago. I'm talking about legislative attorneys. None of them. You see,
it just hadn't really come up before, I guess.
That's part of it. Yes, ma'am, that's part of it. But the other part is they don't teach constitutional law school anymore. I'm not making this up.
Well, then there's that.
And so you've got attorneys that really don't understand the Constitution. And so when you begin to talk about constitutional authorities, they have no idea what he's talking about. And that became embarrassingly evident, and that caused the delay. Several days. Hmm. Well, they argued it's not in the Constitution. Well, who has the Constitution? Well, who has the authority? Well, they didn't even know. They never even knew. So that, you know, so you're looking at a number of delays, propagated for dilatory purposes, and others because you have ignorance. Now, to your point, yes, it's been 35 years since the Arizona legislature ever subpoenaed anybody. So, okay, that makes sense. People didn't know. One of the smartest people in the legislature at that time was Senator Farnsworth, Eddie Farnsworth. He was a good attorney. He was chairman of the Senate Judiciary. In his 16 years, he said, I've never seen a subpoena issued by the legislature. I didn't know exactly all the formats. And to his defense, and to the defense of the legislators, I get it. We understand that. We've not been down this road. And that's been one of the other things that has happened, not just in Arizona, but Arizona's leading this charge right now, but in other states. We, the United States, has never been down this road before.
Right.
We have never been down this road before. So once again, you got all these people with opinions and telling you what you can do. They don't know what the heck they're talking about. They've not been down this road. Their nation hasn't been down this road. I did say, I spoke to about 500 people a couple of weeks ago, and the host was just very gracious, very, very kind. And he, as he was introducing me, he said, Dr. Packy, didn't want to be here today. He fought it. We talked to him. We even took him to lunch. And that's true. He did. They did. They were just really wonderful. I didn't get dessert, but we had a great lunch. But he said we really had to talk him into coming and let him know that it was okay for him to share as much as he could, and it's okay if he couldn't share, because he did not want to come do this and add to the frustration of everybody, because there really are a number of sensitive issues that couldn't be discussed at this time. And that's true. And that's why I said even yesterday to a small group, you will learn all of this. It is going to come out. I promise you. You can write it down. I've been on tape. It's all there. It will come out. It's taking a little time because there are a number of hoops that are having to be jumped through. Now, I say that as a prelude to what I want to say here. We've never been down this road before as a nation. Secondly, once we get down this road, if we find what I believe we will, which is absolute gross, I don't mean that in a funny way, gross, large amounts of fraud in multiple states, and that the election was compromised, what we now have then, what we will have then, is a constitutional crisis on our hands.
Yeah, that was, I guess, one of my other big questions is, okay, so let's say all this does come out. What? Let's say that the senator would not have thrown a screw to the whole deal, and you guys issue the subpoenas, you get a hold of everything, you fast forward, you prove that there was all sorts of, I don't know, chicanery and malfeasance, how's that? And then what happens?
Well, if the senator had not betrayed the state and the citizens of Arizona and the nation, and the not just the subpoena, but the arrest had gone forward that afternoon, which was planned, the forensic team, at least part of it, would have been on ground that evening in Arizona. They're coming from out of state. They would have been on ground. They would have seized the machinery and the ballots. In other words, they would have at least planted the flag and said, we're here. They're now under our custody, which legally would have been true. And then the rest of the forensic team would have been here in about 24 to 36 hours. The forensics would have begun. It takes about 10 days to count all the ballots. I had it scheduled with a team of 40. 98% of them were law enforcement, former law enforcement, who would have done the actual hand counting of 500 to 570,000 ballots. Teams of four, so 10 teams of four, that would have all been recorded. There would have been cameras, live cameras at each table recording the actual ballot counting. All the team members had been background checked. They were all former law enforcement, but they still underwent a background check. And it would have been very orderly, and it would have all been public, and it would have all been filmed. So that you would have seen that.
Which would really bring, you know, begs a question. How can you do a recount that quickly when the original count took weeks? I mean, that just smells of corruption.
Well, especially if you don't use the machines. We've got to take a really quick break.
First of all, what I said, though, was only 500 to 570,000 ballots.
How many are there in real life?
Not a couple of million.
Okay.
Sorry, we don't know your population very well, I guess. Arizona dummies. Sorry, Arizona.
And that's for Maricopa County only. You realize that. So
jeez.
We're only counting 500 to 570,000 ballots randomly taken.
Okay.
Others would have gone through a process.
That's why that was such a good place to cheat. You really had a lot of votes to screw around with. We're going to come right back. I want you to complete that thought so we don't get derailed. Robert, you're in charge of that over there. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
You have to learn to pace yourself. Pressure. You're just like everybody else. Pressure. You've only had to run so far. So
good. But you will come to a place where the only thing you feel are loaded guns in your face, and you'll have to deal with
you guys had to put that on a loop and just start playing it in front of the senator's house. I never really thought about the song in that context, but kind of fitting. What is his name again, before we forget?
Senator Boyers.
Boyers.
B-O-Y-E-R-S. Legislative District 20, Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, send him a letter and let him know
Senator
what you think.
Senator Boyers, the tornado.
Oh, he's getting lots of letters, lots of emails, lots of phone calls.
I'm sure he's getting a lot of special mail and phone calls, yes.
A lot of special mail.
So what happens next? So it's unfortunate the tornado didn't come a little sooner and help Senator Boyers do the right thing. So if that would have all gone forward and you guys were able to do the recount and it showed that you had way more than the margin of victory on the Biden-Trump election, and it really was a massive game changer, does that go to a court? What happens at that point?
I don't know.
Oh,
I've never been down this road.
I just wondered if you guys had kind of gamed this all the way out and kind of.
No, well, you can't game it out.
Yeah, because you don't know what's really going to happen.
What I could say, and we do know from letters, phone calls, to the legislature, etc. Other states are watching very, and the legislatures are watching very carefully Arizona. Arizona, right or wrong, however you want it, has taken the forefront on all this. It's become the apex. And all across this nation, everybody's watching. And I believe if and when this occurs and the dominoes begin to fall, you'll see it fall pretty quickly in other states. The same systems were set up in other states. The same alleged corruption, malfeasance and fraud and treason exists in other states. And I believe over these past weeks, enough people now have gotten bits and pieces to the point where they've reached a level of such anger and disrespect to elected officials that if this can be proven in any state, actually, but if Arizona is successful and when it's successful, I believe somewhat quickly, at least 2-3 other states will fall pretty quickly on their elections, and there'll be decertification of the electors. That will then create a constitutional crisis, because in essence what you'll have is somebody occupying the White House that is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and if you can show that this happened in just one state, and they all used the same voting machines and the same system, how could you not feel that the whole thing was a sham?
And that's really, and you're right, Bill, and that's really one of the reasons there's so much pressure being placed against this happening. I mean, not today, but the pressure is daunting. The pressure, the politics, the skullduggery is daunting. It's daunting. There's a hell of a war going on that's just not being reported. Hell of a war.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that, you know, people have to learn about this through, you know, outlets like E. Prescott News and We the People Radio and different things
correct,
like that
correct.
Because, yeah, the main... I mean, I guess maybe I'm just old, but I do remember when things happened and all of a sudden the media was on them and here came all the uncomfortable questions.
Well, the media was out to report the truth.
They were not even great back then, but God, I mean, in contrast, it's just stunning.
Before I forget, you guys asked, and that was very kind of you, if you could put up Prescott, Prescott News.
Yep, we have that.
Attention. Okay, attention, Dr. Lyle Rupacki.
Okay.
P.O. Box, Post Office Box 2825.
Hold on here. Prescott, hold on, I'm typing. P.O. Box 2825. Mm-hmm.
Prescott, Arizona,
okay.
86302. So Prescott E News, attention Dr. Lyle Rupacki, P.O.
Okay.
Box 2825, Prescott, Arizona, 86302. That's the address people can contact Prescott E News and order one of my books. And the books are $13. And if they make out a check, they can make it out to me. They have made it out in other ways, but we're slowly getting through that because it's a big administrative problem if they do it any other way than make it out to Lyle Rupacki. Now, there's Lyle Rupacki, and I've kidded about this on my show and a couple of times because I just thought, well, let's make, not make fun, but let's have community. I mean, I do it with you guys in the past. And I've talked about, you know, if God willing, I'm able to cover expenses for a whole host of people, and I actually end up with, you know, a few hundred dollars. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to San Diego. I'm going to the beach for 3 days and four nights, whatever it was. I'm going to take my cigar and my Maker's Mark and wonder why I got into this and how I got into this. And I was joking. I did that on a couple of shows. I just, you know, not about going to the beach, but I try to go once a year or so. As you know, I went to school in Carlsbad to the military academy there. And I love the beach, and I'll just walk the beach and wonder why is there air. And so that part was true, but I was just joking. You know, if this Wednesday I don't have a special guest on, which we're working on, I'm going to read some letters, and they're hilarious. All across this nation, I thought I was just being funny and trying to develop a community, and people all over, I guess they really do listen. Because I had extra, you know, Dr. Lyle, here's an extra $100. Do not run out of gas or Maker's Mark. one person sent a $50 check. Please send one of your books and take the rest for expenses. The second check for $50 is so you can go to the beach. However, instead of going to Maui or California, why don't you consider coming to Pensacola? We have good beaches.
Yeah.
Florida, Pensacola, Florida. Letters like that. One lady, I think it was. I've had both men and women. They'll put a $100 bill, cash, $100 bill, and no return address.
Oh, that's
I'm
cute.
Serious. Yeah, but they'll say. Again, Prescott E News, P.O. Box 2825, Prescott, Arizona, attention, Lyle Rupacki. And then a $100 bill with a handwritten note going, enjoy your beach, enjoy your Maker's Mark, and enjoy your cigar. Signed, a fellow patriot.
That's cool.
I've got witnesses to this because you can't believe what I'm saying. You think I'm making up, but I've got two people who are helping me get through this mail. I've got two and a half administrative assistants helping me get through mail that I've had to hire to get through this mail, to fill book orders. I've had to order new books. I had one guy order $1,000 worth of books. I just ordered 800 books, and I've got to order another 1,000 this tomorrow, Monday.
That's impressive.
And it is. No, I'm not being bragged.
Just very cool that people are not just sitting out there expecting somebody else to carry the water for them.
No. Here's a lady. I won't read it. She's from Nebraska. And at the end, she goes, as a result of this 2020 election mess, that's in quotes, and following what you have done, you have challenged me to become proactive in my community by attending my small town America local governments meeting. I don't know what that is, but then we must keep a pulse on our grassroots level. That is something I can do, and because of what you have challenged us, this is now something I will do. I will keep you informed.
That's fantastic. That's very neat.
And here's her name. Well, yeah. I'm going to probably, again, if it's not this Wednesday, very soon, probably the following, I'm going to read certain ones, and I'm going to let people know. I've got witnesses. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm reading this stuff, and I have 2.5 people who read this with me. And sometimes as I open it, I go, here, you've got to read this. And so they know that I'm, when I'm reading to them right across the table, I'm going, read this, listen to this. Just like the lady who lost her child to a murderer and all that. I just read it to you on the air. And they're just the letters, the notes are heartwarming. They bring tears.
People are awesome. And, you know, conservative people don't expect somebody else to just do it for them, and they're all just going to sit there and, you know, grumble. But the hard part is that's why I really promoted this couple of shows with you, because people want to do something. The problem is doing something crazy is not actually doing something that actually makes it harder.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And we have said that.
You got to focus and channel just a wee bit.
Right.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Let's take a quick break, or we're going to run out of time again. We always run out of time. Doesn't even matter what time zone we're in, just run out of time. Be right back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Rapacki. You are listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. And just a little program note, when you want to impeach us for inciting a riot, I want you to know Bill picked that song. It wasn't me.
It's a cool song.
It is a cool song.
I like it.
And you might want to just intersperse that with the other one for Senator Boyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll send it to him. We're fed up with turncoats. We're fed up with these rhinos. We're fed up with people who putting their careers first, their resumes first, instead of the people first.
Well, and it's not the politics of it. This is actually a matter of law and order.
It's a matter of national security.
That too.
President Trump, it's fact. And when the facts come out, people are going to see even more of it. President Trump spoke about this a good couple of times, and I think a lot of people thought maybe he was being exaggerating. He's not. When you have known two satellites that were employed to mess with the voting, and when you have several countries like China, Venezuela, Italy, Germany, that were also actively used in the voting fraud of this last election, that to me is an invasion. And there's more that will come out. It will be shown. It will be revealed. This was an extreme extremely sophisticated operation. Just domestically, well over $500 million was employed to mess with the machines and the ballots and all that. But that's just domestically. Internationally, another $1 billion was employed. They did training a year before, actual training on how to do this. We know where, when, we know how long, we know who participated. There's other details that will come out that will show this was an extremely well thought out, forefront and malicious attempt to remove Mr. Trump, to thwart our constitutional form of government, and to compromise the integrity of the voting process that we've all valued so much in this country. This was a crime of the century or more, and it's not theatrical. It is very real, and those that are involved and their minions are fighting like crazy to keep this from being exposed. But when it is exposed, you will be horrified at the level, the depth,
It's interesting.
Little parts right now.
I thought about it this morning after I spoke with you and we figured out what time it was. I was thinking. I've been reading that book, the Greg Jarrett book, Witch Hunt, and I wasn't really dying to read it because I kind of thought, yeah, we heard all that already. It's just going to be more of same. But it was in my e-reader, and I started reading it. Honestly, I'm shocked, and I followed that closely. But when you look at it all in real time, and the thing that was the most striking is that all of the things that the president said that at the time was like, "Oh boy, you're kind of sounding like a lot of hyperbole there." He was totally right. He was totally right, and for those people who still think the Russia thing happened, I hope you're mature enough to go read that book and then talk to me about how the Russia thing was real and the Republicans paid for the disinformation. I mean, he absolutely shreds every bit of that, and I can imagine that the book on what you guys are doing is going to look the exact same way.
Pretty much. It will be very sobering. It will reveal the depth, the magnitude, the sophistication, the dedication of people who hate America. They hate America. They're Americans, but they hate. They don't dislike. They don't disagree. They hate. They despise America and all that it stands for, and they want to collapse it into the one world government, into mm-hmm. the new world order. And they're working diligently at it. They hate Donald Trump and his followers because they realize that this is a hurdle they have to overcome. Trump did everything he could during his limited time to bring America first, to make America great again. That was more than a slogan. He went ahead and reversed the downward trajectory towards collapse that America was on economically, militarily, socially, culturally. And they knew this. This was their last shot. They had tried all sorts of things for 4 years. None of it stuck. This was the last attempt to remove Trump from office, and temporarily it has succeeded.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that they just they can't let it go.
They're obsessed.
They are obsessed, and I think when you have this much hate, it's not going to just go away. They're gonna refocus on something. I don't know what that's going to be. I think in the case of Biden and Harris, I have a feeling the press over the next several months is probably going to start putting a little squeeze on them because they have a lot of hate that they have to, point at somebody. That's just the new the new thing with our media is,
a new bad guy.
Yeah, we need a new bad guy now, and I think they'll turn on him. I really do. Unfortunately, it's just a sign of things to come.
So what's next for you guys? We've got like a couple of minutes. Hey, and before we run out of time, and I always have to do that unceremonious close, even though we have a couple minutes left, just wanted to thank you for making the time to come on. I know you guys are working really long hours, and we're just lucky we've been talking to you for a number of years, so we kind of sneaked in on the inside track. Hey, we know that guy. He has to come on with us. He likes us.
I think the I didn't like you, but as long as I get my check.
Happy Valentine's Day, Bill.
Bill sends me a check. It's a little late this week, by the way.
Sorry about that.
Well, snow and weather.
True.
That stuff.
I got it. I understand.
Well, Amazon's got the mail all jammed up, too, so you got to pick that up.
So as long as Bill sends me a check, I like you.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. This week it's iffy because it's late, but tomorrow's Monday. It's another mail day, so we'll see.
There's always time.
It's been a while.
What do you think? By the way, we did for people who follow us online or who might be listening online. If you refresh your page, the Prescott E News, care of Dr. Lyle Rapacki, P.O. Box 2825, Prescott, Prescott, California. What the heck is wrong with me? Good thing I read
can't
it.
Get good help, can you, Bill?
Jeez. Yeah, I know.
You advertise.
What the hell?
I proofread everything.
I gotta get that fixed.
You know.
So I'll fix that little snag there. 86302 is the zip, so we'll get that sorted out. But we do have that posted on there for you. And then, so when do you expect your next shoe to drop? How's that?
There's sincere work taking place to resurrect the damage. I'm not resurrecting that, to correct the damage and to resurrect the process. Again, because we've never been down this road, it's complicated, and because of the loss of time, we have a concern also. Because there are two elections coming up in Maricopa County, two cities are having elections.
Oh, okay.
What the supervisors have done, they've been trying to delay this long enough that they can use the same machines, and that will create even more problems.
Oh.
So that's been one of the reasons they've been slow walking and causing such dissonance. So there are some matters of time and the essence issues.
We expect to hear from you soon. We're in our last 20 seconds. Okay. So thank you, Dr. Lyle Rapacki. Folks, join us online, wethepeopleradio.us, and we've got all of that up there for you. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lyle.
Bill,
thanks,
Lyle. And thank you. Talk to you soon. Until we close our eyes for good.